This is the Sakar Murli of the 18th of the 8th, 2025. The essence? Sweet children, just as the Father is the guide, so you must become guides in the same way and show everyone the way home. Become sticks for the blind. Question: what secret of this eternal predestined drama do only you children know? Answer: no actor in this eternal predestined drama can be added or removed. No one receives eternal liberation. Some say, we don't want to enter the cycle of coming and going. Baba says, yes, this is possible for some of the time, but no one can be completely freed from playing his part. Only you children know the secret of this drama. Om Shanti. You sweetest children know who is called Bolanath, the innocent Lord. Only you confluenced age children know him. Iron age people don't know him even slightly. Only the one Father is the ocean of knowledge. He is the one who gives you this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. He gives his own introduction. You children now understand this. Previously, you didn't know anything. The Father says, I come and make Bharat into heaven. I give you your unlimited inheritance, which you are now claiming. You know that you are now claiming your unlimited inheritance of happiness from the unlimited Father. This drama is predestined. Not a single actor can be added or removed. Each one has received his own part. No one can attain eternal liberation. Whatever religion someone belongs to, he will go into that religion again. Although Buddhists and Christians, etc., might desire to go to heaven, they cannot go there. Their parts only begin when the founders of their religions come. This is in the intellects of you children. At this time, all human beings of the world are atheists. That is, they do not know the unlimited Father. It is only human beings who have to know this. This is a theater of human beings. Each soul comes from the land of Nirvana, beyond sound, to play his part. Then each one makes effort to go back to the land of Nirvana. They say that Buddha went to Nirvana. However, it isn't the body of Buddha that goes there. It is the soul who goes. The Father explains, no one can go there yet. No one can leave the drama. They cannot attain eternal liberation. This drama is predestined. Some people believe that they can receive eternal liberation, so they continue to make effort. Just like the Jains, they continue to make effort. They have their own customs and systems, and they have their own guru in whom they believe. However, no one receives eternal liberation. You know that you are all actors in this drama. No one knows when they came or how they will return. Animals would not know this. Human beings say, we are actors who are playing our parts. This is the field of action where souls live. That soul world cannot be called the field of action. That is the incorporeal world. There are no fun and games there. There are no acts performed there. You come down from the incorporeal world into the corporeal world to play your parts, which continue to repeat. Annihilation never takes place. The Mahabharat war is portrayed in the scriptures. It is written that the Yadavas and the Kauravas died, and that only the five Pandavas remained. Then, even they melted away and died on the mountain, and nothing remained. And this is the reason why they believe that annihilation took place. They sat and made up all of those things. Then they show how a baby came sucking his big toe on a peepal leaf in the sea. Now how could the world be created through him? Whatever human beings hear, they continue to say, true, true. You children now know that all kinds of things have been written in the scriptures. All of those scriptures belong to the path of devotion. There is only one God, the Father, who gives the fruit of devotion to the devotees. Some have liberation, whereas others go into liberation and life. When it is time for the part of a soul, an actor, to begin, that soul will then come down again. No one, except you children, understands the secrets of the drama. It is said, we neither know the creator nor creation. If those who are the actors in this drama do not know the beginning, middle, or end of the drama, or its duration, etc., they are said to be senseless. Even when you explain to them, they don't understand. Because they believe in 8.4 million births, they say that the duration of each cycle is millions of years. You now understand that we come to Baba cycle after cycle in order to claim the kingdom of the world. You say, we also met you 5,000 years ago to claim our unlimited inheritance. Everyone, kings and queens, as well as the subjects, all become the masters of the world. The subjects also say, we are the masters of the world. The Moon Dynasty kingdom doesn't exist when you become the masters of the world. You children know the whole cycle from the beginning through the middle to the end of the drama. Human beings don't even know the ones that they worship on the path of devotion. They ought to know the biography of those whom they worship. You children have now come to know everyone's biography from the Father. You now belong to the Father. You know the Father's biography. The Father is the purifier, liberator, and guide. You are called Pandavas. You become guides for everyone. You become sticks for the blind to show everyone the path. Just as the Father is the guide, so too you have to become the same. You have to show everyone the path. You are souls, and he is the supreme soul. You receive an unlimited inheritance from him. There was the unlimited kingdom in Bharat, but it no longer exists. You children know that you claim your inheritance of unlimited happiness from the unlimited Father. That is, you become deities from ordinary human beings. We were deities, and then after taking 84 births, we became Shudras. The Father has come to change us from Shudras to Brahmins. Brahmins, priests, are definitely needed for a sacrificial fire. This is the sacrificial fire of this knowledge. In Bharat, they create many sacrificial fires. In this, it is especially the Arya Samaji's community who creates many sacrificial fires. This is the sacrificial fire of Rudra, in which the whole of the old world is to be sacrificed. You now have to use your intellects for this. There are many human beings in the Iron Age. It is such a big old world, and it will all be destroyed. Nothing will be of any use. In the Golden Age, everything will be new. Here there is so much dirt. Human beings remain very dirty. The wealthy live in very nice palaces. The poor live in filthy conditions, in huts. Those huts are now being destroyed. They are being given other places in which to live. And they, the government, continue to sell that land. When they don't leave, they are forced out. The poor suffer a great deal, and those who are happy don't have permanent happiness. If they did have that happiness, why is it said that happiness is like the droppings of a crow? God Shiva speaks, "I am opening the gates to heaven through these mothers." The urn of this knowledge is placed on the heads of the mothers. They then distribute the nectar of this knowledge to everyone. However, your path is a family path. You are true Brahmins. So you enable everyone to sit on the pyre of this knowledge. You are now becoming part of the deity community. The impure community means the kingdom of Ravan. Gandhi used to say that there should be the kingdom of Rama. Although they call out, "O purifier, come," they do not consider themselves to be impure. The Father has awakened you children. From extreme darkness, you have come into total light. Human beings think that they will become pure by bathing in the Ganges. All the waste of Haridwar is dropped into the Ganges. In some places, all of that waste is taken to farmland. That does not happen in the Golden Age. There is plenty of grain. There is no need to spend money. Baba is experienced. Previously, grain used to be so cheap. In the Golden Age, there are very few people and everything is cheap. Therefore, the Father says, "Sweet children, you now have to change from impure to pure." He shows you a very easy way. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Because alloy was mixed into souls, they have become tarnished. Those who had divine intellects have now become ones with stone intellects. You children have now come to the Father to change from lords of stone into lords of divinity. The unlimited Father is making you into the masters of the world, and that too of a Golden Age world. This is an Iron Age world. The Father sits here and makes you children into the masters of a divine world. You know that all of the palaces, etc. here will be of no use. All of them will be destroyed. What is there here anyway? America has so much gold. Even the little gold here that the mothers have will be taken away, because gold has to be used to clear debts. There, you only have gold and more gold. Here, there are shells, whereas there will be diamonds. This is called the Iron Age. Bharat is an imperishable land. It is never destroyed. Bharat is the most elevated land of all. You mothers uplift the whole world. A new world is definitely needed for you. This old world has to be destroyed. These matters have to be understood. You also have to work for the livelihood of your bodies. You don't have to renounce anything. Baba says, while doing everything, continue to remember me. Even on the path of devotion, you used to remember me, the beloved. You said, come and make us beautiful from ugly. He is called the traveler. You are all travelers. Your home is there where all souls reside. You enable everyone to sit on the pyre of this knowledge. After finishing all your accounts, all of you will return home. You will then come again and start anew. The more you stay in remembrance, the more pure you will become and claim an elevated status. The mothers have time. The intellects of males keep spinning around their business, etc. This is why the father has placed the urn on the heads of the mothers. Here, a wife is told that her husband is her god, her guru, her everything, and that she is his servant. The father has now come to make you mothers very elevated. It is you children who uplift Bharat. Some ask Baba if it is possible to be freed from this coming and going. Baba says, yes, for some of the time. However, you children play all round parts from the beginning to the end. Everyone else stays in the land of liberation. They only have small parts to play. They will not go to heaven. Liberation from the coming and going is only said of those who just come at the end and return straight away. They cannot listen to this knowledge, etc. It is those who play their parts from the beginning to the end who listen to this knowledge. Some souls say that they only like it there, that they just want to stay up there. How can that be possible? It is fixed in the drama that after going there, they definitely come at the end. For the rest of the time, they stay in the land of peace. This drama is unlimited. Acha, to you sweetest, beloved, long lost, now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhaktara. The spiritual father says, namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Be a true Brahmin and distribute the nectar of this knowledge to everyone. enable everyone to be seated on the pyre of this knowledge. 2. While doing everything and carrying on with your business, etc., for your livelihood, stay in remembrance of the Father in order to change from impure to pure and to remind everyone of the Father. Blessing, may you be a great donor who becomes great by donating your specialities. You all donate this knowledge, but you special souls have to donate your specialities. Let anyone who comes in front of you experience the Father's love in you. In your face, let them see the Father's face, and in your activity, let them see the Father's character. When they see your specialities, they will receive the inspiration to become special souls. Become such great donors that they will remain great from the beginning to the end, that is, from being worthy of worship to become worshippers. Slogan: those who remain constantly soul conscious are the ones who are greatly knowledgeable. Avyak signals: in order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. The children who remain constantly merged in love for the Father and have an attitude of renunciation for the consciousness of I have the Father visible in them. On the basis of this knowledge, you children remain merged in remembrance of the Father, and this merging is known as the stage of being merged in love. When you are merged in love, that is, when you are lost in love, you become equal to the Father. Om Shanti.